track 3. Roger Ryan talks to Councillor James Wright, the current Lord Mayor of Norwich.
Hello, James. Good to have you here today. We've met before, haven't we?
We certainly have, yes.
I was a councillor. You still are a councillor. And now you're Lord Mayor of Norwich. So tell me, what's it like to be Lord Mayor of Norwich?
It's probably the most special thing that you can do in our city, in civic life. Each day is different. It's presented a fantastic opportunity to go and meet people, for the length and breadth of our city, voluntary groups, charities, you name it. It's just so amazing to be able to go and chat with people and find out what makes them tick.
So what makes this really special? What really gives it some zing?
Well, I've lived in Norwich all of my life. For the benefit of your listeners, I'm just approaching 49 this year. So I've lived in Norwich all my life.
I don't believe you. A day over 29, James.
That's very kind of you. And there are buildings that I've stepped foot in while I've been Lord Mayor that I would have never have gone into if I hadn't been able to have this role. So just, it's so special to be able to find out everything that's happening in our city, and to promote our civic charity as well. That's one of the core things that we do as myself and the Sheriff of Norwich. We have our charity, which we will endeavour to really raise a huge amount of money for them this year.
So come on, I've got to ask you this. What is the civic charity this year?
So there's a charity called the Norfolk Community Foundation, and we're raising money for a subset of that. They have an initiative called Nourishing Norfolk, and it's about providing people with access to affordable food. We're aware of a cost of living crisis at the moment with food prices and energy prices going up. But the Nourishing Norfolk Initiative is there to provide access to good quality but well-priced food.
And do you have a figure or a target? What are you aiming for?
Well, we don't have a target as such. But I do have to commend the work of Jan Sheldon, who's the sheriff. She is an absolute amazing person when it comes to extracting money from people. And so I think we're on track for a good figure this year. And we've got some exciting things that are coming up before the end of our civic year in May.
OK, now this is a bit of a plug. You've been at Chatterbox this afternoon. What's your impression of Chatterbox?
I've heard about the organisation before, and I think it provides a really important service, and I hope the listeners who are listening to this will agree with that. Certainly a very slick and well-run operation, and I'm not saying that simply because you're next to me twisting my arm.
If you like, James, I can take plaudits happy.
Slick and well-run, and it's amazing to sort of hear about the work that goes on.
Now, as Lord Mayor, it makes you in charge of full council meetings. What's it like to be in charge of a room full of councillors?
It really does depend on the evening. We're talking the day after what has to possibly be the shortest council meeting ever. It was a special single item council meeting which lasted around about 3 minutes from the point that the meeting started
to when it
finished. There was full agreement from all the councillors present, no long speeches, and we got the business done. Other times it's perhaps not quite as straightforward, but generally we have our rules, and as Lord Mayor, you are there to ensure that people follow them, maybe with perhaps a joke here and there to if things are getting a bit out of hand and you need to make people feel a bit more comfortable again, and remind people of what they're supposed to be doing.
And for you as Lord Mayor, what's the most important current topic at the moment?
Current topic as Lord Mayor is an interesting one. If I think about it from the perspective of chairing council, we have budget council to get through in February, and that's really important for the council and for the city to ensure that we set a good budget. Actually, from a Lord Mayor perspective, I've got some events coming up, in particular Holocaust Memorial Service, and I think it's really important that we recognise and remember each year the atrocities of the Holocaust and other genocides that have happened.
Now, from a Lord Mayoral perspective, it hasn't been an easy time for you because we now have a hung council, don't we? I mean, have you had a meeting yet with the Hung Council, or how's things progressing where that's concerned?
Last night's meeting was technically a meeting of the Hung Council. And as I say, there was unanimity from everyone. We've got another meeting at the end of January, which will be more normal council business. I think we have six council reports and some motions. And for the benefit of listeners, motions are where different political groups, different councillors will have an idea about a topic that's very important to them. We've recently discussed buses and standard of private housing. We'll debate those. They tend to be the thing that takes the time. So it'll be interesting to see how that works within our new Hung Council setup.
And that was the three-minute meeting, was it?
Three-minute meeting, yes.
How did you manage to finish it in 3 minutes?
Well, it was a single item. When the council became hung, those councillors who had left their group, they then lost their committee places. And the meeting yesterday was to correct that and enable them to rejoin committees.
Now, your year ends in May. When you get to May, is there one thing you'll say to yourself, I'm really pleased we managed to achieve that? What is it you're looking to achieve after your year comes to an end?
That's really a real challenging question, because there have been so many things that have happened. Back in 2022, at the beginning, your listeners will remember about, obviously, Russia invaded Ukraine, and we awarded the Ukrainian cities of Lviv and Odessa the freedom of the city of Norwich. And I was able to this year hand those freedom proclamations over to people from Ukraine who were here playing at the at a concert at the theatre, and they then took them back to their cities. And I think one of the things that is very important for me is to have Norwich as outward looking and working with organisations to promote twinning and other aspects of our relationships with other people.
Councillor James Wright, Lord Mayor of Norwich, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome.